Hello, everybody. Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. We've got a great named CrossFit workout today, a very challenging workout. JT, it's after a Navy SEAL who lost his life. If you want to learn more about his story, you can certainly find it on the internet there, but there's a real person behind every hero workout of CrossFit. Today is also our not for time option of the week. If you don't know what that means, you need to go back to Monday and watch that video entitled New to Lynchpin. Watch this first. So we're doing JT today is 21:59 reps for time, or not, of handstand push-ups, ring dips, and push-ups. We've done this before. You can go back into the BTWB app, see how it went for you. I also have written down here in a little asterisk to do it strict if possible. It's also why it's the not for time option of the week, because it's JT's tough enough kipping. Who's kidding? Who? It's all interference. You're pressing in one direction with a handstand push-up, then pressing in another direction with a ring dip, and then pressing in another direction with the push-up. It's a very challenging workout. Now, somebody like me comes along and says, hey, why not try it strict? Now you have exponentially increased the difficulty of the workout and the time that it's going to take. So that doesn't mess with your head. It's also why it's the not for time option of the week. Just don't run the clock. And just like on a heavy day, you would allow yourself to take chunks of rest, decent chunks of rest between lifting the barbell because you realize, well, the barbell's heavy, so I need to rest. That's how I get stronger. Same on a day like today with a gymnastics mindset. Do a chunk of work, rest. Do a chunk of work, rest. And at the end of this, you have done a strength day, but a body weight one. So yes, everything's going to be broken up whether you do it strict or kipping. The wild card option, let's say that handstand push-ups don't treat you well, we've got a push jerk in there instead of the handstand push-ups, and you pick the load on that. It's 21:15:9, so you're not going to have to pick a challenging load because it's also going to get more difficult based upon the fact that you have the ring dip and the push-up in there. I don't see anyone really needing to use more than 50%, that's 50% of their one rep max push jerk, at the most to get plenty of bang for your buck out of that workout. And if the push jerk is a bit too challenging for you, you could split jerk, you could push press, or you could shoulder press if you so desire. The world is yours. All of those are going to accomplish the stimulus of the workout. Scaled option does have the shoulder press in there at 50 to 60% of your one rep max. We've got a bar dip and then a push up in there as well. And on the bar dip, I have noted bar dips, box dips, or bench dips. Your choice, and you can use a band or some leg assist if needed. And then the push-ups, regular knee push-ups, elevated push-ups, hand release push-ups, whatever you want there. And then for the limited equipment crew, they can do a regular JT just like everybody else because they have a pair of rings. So that's that. Hope everybody enjoyed that workout. We got a heavy day coming tomorrow, so I will see you then.